KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, checking sports from last night in girls high school postseason softball in region play. Class 4A, Region 2 last night, it was Glenwood defeating Harlan 2-0. Also in Class 4A from Region 3, Carroll, a winner over Perry 3-1. And Class 5A, Region 2 first round play, it was Thomas Jefferson defeating Abraham Lincoln over in Council Bluffs by a final of 10-3. Those winners advancing in postseason play to Saturday night's second round of regional action in the bigger school classes. Also in softball action tonight, the 1A, 2A, and 3A regional semifinals will be held. Among those matches, we'll have one for you here tonight on the radio. Class 3A regional semifinal has Atlantic facing off against Creston tonight. Both those teams picked up victories in first-round action, Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 4-1 earlier this week, while Creston posted an 11-9 win over Red Oak to advance into the regional semifinals. 6:40 tonight, Chris will be on the air with the pregame. 7 o'clock will be the first pitch. Atlantic, Creston from Darrell Eblen Field here in Atlantic. And Chris will have all the action for you tonight here on the radio. Following softball, we'll have the Cardinals-Giants game for you tonight. Probably won't miss any of that. That game not scheduled to first pitch until 9:15 Central Time this evening. So we'll pick that up right after our coverage of softball tonight. It's Atlantic Creston live tonight, 6:40. Join Chris Parks for all the action. Also in softball last night, the Corner Conference tournament came to a close. It was East Mills over Essex 9-5. Sydney beat East Mills 14-3. Fremont Mills over Stanton 6-5. And in the championship, Sydney wins the crown 16-6 over Fremont Mills. In high school baseball play last night, games involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams saw Harlan defeat Shenandoah 8-0. Lewis Central took two from Creston, 7-2 and 8-6 were the scores. Red Oak beat East Mills 14-7. It was Kemper Catholic over Perry 13-1. St. Albert beat Des Moines Christian 11-0. Anamosa edging Denison 8-7 last night. Games involving Western Iowa Conference teams saw AHSTW beat Sydney 5-4. IKM Manning was a winner over Exira EHK 5-4. Tri-Center edging Cam 1-0. Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 6-5. Independence over Trainer 16-6. And Wallert Catholic defeated Trainer 4-1 last night. In the games involving Rolling Valley Conference teams, it was Glidden-Ralston needing 10 innings to beat ACGC by a final of 4-1. Arweva beat Whiting 10-2. Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-0. Panorama beat Glidden-Ralston in 8 innings 3-2 last night. Corner Conference matchups saw Boyer Valley beat Fremont Mills 11-0. Also, Stanton defeated Griswold by a 10-0 final last night. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley over Lenox 10-8. Also, a Missouri River Conference play. Abraham Lincoln took two from Sioux City North 5-4 and 11-8. Sioux City West swept a pair from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 10-0 and 14-4 in baseball last night. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals hammered the Giants 11-2 as Jed Jerko had three hits, including a home run and five RBIs late last night. Matt Carpenter and Harrison Bader also went deep, while Yadier Molina singled three times as part of the Redbirds' season-high 18-hit attack. Luke Weaver retired the first 16 hitters and left the game after allowing two hits over eight innings in the victory for St. Louis. Also in the National League, Washington completed a giant comeback as they were down 9-0 and rallied back to win 14-12 over Miami. It was Milwaukee over Atlanta 7-2. San Diego beat Arizona 6-3. In the American League, just four games last night, Texas beat Detroit 7-5, Minnesota over Baltimore 5-2, Houston beat the Chicago White Sox 4-3, and Seattle over the LA Angels by a final of 4-1. In other baseball news, Mariners pitcher Wade LeBlanc has guaranteed $2.75 million under a new contract covering 2019. That deal includes three options that would be worth $31.3 million over 4 years if he pitches 180 innings or more each season. LeBlanc is 4-0 with a .319 earned run average in 12 starts and 5 relief appearances so far this season. The Twins have signed first-round draft pick Trevor Larnach to a minor league contract that includes a $2.55 million signing bonus. The 20th overall selection hit .327 with 17 home runs and 65 RBIs for Oregon State this season, helping the outfielder send the Beavers to the College World Series title. Well, Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin hopes Loyola's unlikely run to the Final Four will help the conference get multiple teams into the NCAA tournament. Recent losses of Creighton to the Big East and Wichita State to the American Athletic Conference have hindered the league's ability to get more than just the tournament champion in the field of 68 teams.
It really does show that teams in leagues like ours, if they can get the opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament, can win in advance. And I think we've won 10 straight opening round games in our league, and that dates back to a loss of in 2012 by Wichita State, which then was in the in a first round loss that was in the Missouri Valley membership at that time.
Nearly all the at-large bids in recent years have gone to the top conferences, and that leaves the mid-majors on the outside.
I do think that that there has to be a sharper focus in looking at teams and the quality of play outside of those top eight conferences. And with fewer games that are going to be taking place between leagues like ours and the higher leagues in the rankings, it really does put much more pressure on coaches and athletic directors to try to play up and even go on the road for a guarantee, which we discourage that.
Elgin says the Valley is working with its member schools to boost their non-conference schedules.
Another big focus for our conference staff and our athletics administrators is trying to get our teams into the more elite multi-team events. That's really a critical part of non-conference scheduling. And I think along with an effort to try to get our better teams, certainly, to play better teams from other peer conferences, and that would probably mean the Atlantic 10, Conference USA, the West Coast Conference, and the Mountain West, to try to get those teams to begin to play each other more.
Elgin says with the power conferences unwilling to play home-and-home series with Valley schools, they're trying to schedule more games against teams from other mid-major leagues.
That's the only way that you're going to raise the profile, strengthen the resumes of teams that are looking to get at-large opportunities in the NCAA tournament. The only way you're going to make that happen now with Power 5 schools playing fewer games out of conference is to get the better teams, the top 100 RPI teams together in playing non-conference series.
In other college basketball news, North Dakota's Geno Crandall is moving to Gonzaga as a graduate transfer and will be eligible to play this season. The 6'4" guard averaged 14.3 points and 4 assists for North Dakota in his career, shooting 48% from the floor. Crandall poured in 28 points against the Bulldogs last December, pushing North Dakota to overtime in an eventual overtime loss. Jeff Long will take over as the Kansas athletic director on August 1st. The longtime Arkansas athletic director signed a 5-year fully guaranteed contract worth $1.5 million annually. Private funding will cover $1.3 million, with the remaining $200,000 paid for by the university. Well, day four at Wimbledon was a disaster for the number 3 singles seeds. Defending women's champion Garbine Muguruza and 2017 men's finalist Marin Cilic were ousted in the second round, further reducing the number of top 10 seeds still alive in either bracket. Muguruza was stunned by 47th-ranked Alison van Udevank of Belgium. The surprise means only two of the top 8 seeded women are still in the field after 4 days of action at the All England Club. Cilic blew a 2-0 lead in a loss to Argentina's Guido Pella. Cilic was cruising when the match was suspended by rain in the third set on Wednesday. His departure leaves number 8 Kevin Anderson as the highest seeded player left in Roger Federer's side of the draw. Women's top seed Simona Halep advanced to the third round with a win. Top-ranked Rafael Nadal also advanced with a win yesterday. Number 12 Novak Djokovic overcame an apparent thigh problem as he posted a win to reach the third round. Other winners on the men's side, 5th-seeded Juan Martín Del Potro, 8th-seeded Kevin Anderson, number 9 John Isner, and number 15 Nick Kyrgios. Women's number 11 Angelique Kerber and number 12 Yelena Ostapenko also reached round 3. Webb Simpson's off to a great start at a military tribute at the Greenbrier. He shot a 9-under par 61 in that PGA event for a 1-stroke lead over Wee Kim. Simpson posted his career best score after shaking off a 2-hour weather delay with 6 holes left in his round. Kim had back-to-back bogeys on the front 9 and on the old white TPC and then ran off 5 birdies over a 7-hole stretch. Teenager Joaquin Niemann of Chile was another stroke back at 7-under 63, and Kelly Kraft was at 64. Phil Mickelson shot a 66 in his first tournament since the U.S. Open. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.